On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy is super tired because he got the second vaccine shot. Good job, Andy, for being fully vaccinated. And we try to keep it as low maintenance as possible because he doesn't have a whole lot of brain power. I mean, he usually doesn't have a whole lot of brain power normally, but this is an extra case where, like, there's nothing left in the tank. So I do quiz him on Go Fuck Yourself trivia. We talk about movies, The Walking Dead. We talk about my upcoming Ironman race that I have to be racing on Saturday. Fuck, dude. I really hope I don't drown. And then we talk some NFL stuff. And, you know, that's the show. And you're going to love it. You're going to listen to it. And our voices are going to both sound equally loud. I promise you that. This episode will be mixed properly. That's Scout's Honor. Let's go.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 tonight.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports. I'm so fucking tired.
B3TSports.com and our new sponsor, which I'm currently drinking, LaCroix.
Topo Chico 2.0. Oh.
LaCroix. Now, this might confuse some of our listeners because we've had...
I tell you what, I'm confused.
We've had Topo Chico as the sponsor of the past two episodes. And now we've switched from fizzy mineral water to just normal seltzer water with zero calorie, zero sweetener, zero sodium, 100% innocent sparkling water, LaCroix, or LaCroix is what some people say. There is no conflict. Topo Chico is still our sponsors. They're not sponsoring this episode, but
then why haven't they returned any of my calls, man? Because it's been days.
But they are they're patiently waiting until LaCroix is out of the spotlight.
Well, how's it going? Well, I'm done with the ad.
Yeah, same. We've given both of the drinks enough
airtime. That's the bit.
How am I doing? I'm doing great. I am currently in Panama City Beach, Florida, home of the world's most beautiful beaches. And I do have to say,
You think Florida has the most beautiful beaches?
Well, no, that's what's on the sign when you.
Oh, that's the joke.
That's what they market themselves as, is the world's most beautiful.
Florida sounds awful.
No one wears masks here. No,
I fucking bet. I fucking bet. But according to the CDC, though, if you're double vaxxed, baby, you don't have to wear a mask inside. I mean, I'm still going to. I feel like that's going to be a shit show. But
well, these people are definitely not double vaxxed. I can tell you that. But we crossed the border into Florida, and I went to a gas station to pee, and I was wearing a mask, and I was the only one in the gas station not wearing a mask. I was the only one wearing a mask. And they all looked at me like I was from Mars.
Like you had the plague.
And they all looked at me like, look at this fucking stupid ass city boy coming to our neck of the woods.
It doesn't make any... I never understood any of that. Like, everyone's like, the masks don't work. It's like, yeah, they do. I don't know what people... I don't get... I mean, it's Florida, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Well...
Everyone who's listening just has to know that we're tired. That's just what it is. He had a long drive. I got my second COVID shot yesterday. It's going to be kind of low energy here, but that's okay because we're still going to bring you that content, baby.
We're here to bring you content every Tuesday and every Friday until we die. Until we die.
Until we die.
Which
might be soon.
Which might be soon because I might drown in the Ironman and Andy might die from the side effects of his second vaccine.
I do have to say the side effects for the second shot are like, they're way better. I haven't thrown up. I have, you know, I haven't been sick. I had a very small fever, like a point fever. But hold on.
Didn't you get the bad symptoms of the first vaccine during the night? Like when you were going to bed?
So the last time I got it at 4:30. That was the first one. And then at 11:30, 12:30 at night is when I started to feel bad. I got it at 6 yesterday. I didn't feel badly until I felt pretty good, honestly, all the way through the night. I even slept pretty good. But when I woke up, I was like, you know, when you wake up and you have the sick taste in your mouth and you're like really sore and you're feverish, like your chills.
I actually don't because I've never gotten sick.
I don't think that that's true.
I actually have gotten sick, but it's been a while.
I feel like there's a really good story about like you got the flu during Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You remember, but yeah, it was when we were both working at the same company in Iowa, and I swear to God, I got it from someone in the office. I know I got it from someone in the office, and they had an arcade in the office building that we worked at.
We were playing golf.
And yeah, I would just play golf and I would play the NFL Blitz arcade game, which was fucking awesome. And I know I got it there. And thank God it was a Friday, because as soon as I got home, I wasn't feeling too hot. And from Friday to Sunday, I was so fucking sick, dude. I was sick as a fucking dog. And I was sick as a bat. Bat that someone...
I don't know if that joke tracks yet. That might be a little soon.
But I was so fucking sick, and the Super Bowl was that Sunday. So as I was coming out of my fucking fever dreams from the weekend, I like was watching Tom Brady choke to the Eagles. Well,
choke wasn't a choke. He threw for 500 yards. He played well. I mean, like the Eagles just had, sometimes when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. You had Big Dick Nick. It was just
the Philly special. Yeah, you're right. That's not on Tom, and I shouldn't talk bad about Tom
not on our show,
not on our podcast. We don't talk bad about Tom. And you know what? Now that we're on the subject of Tom, I can actually see, whenever we talk about something, I always in the back of my head is, how can I lead this conversation to the crypto world and to,
of course,
the conversation of NFTs, which is a heroin substance to me. It's digital heroin for me.
Serious question though, because you're like training for your, what is it? It's an Ironman or is it triathlon?
It's an Ironman, Andrew. God's sakes. It's the brand Ironman. I think everyone knows what an Ironman is.
Listen here. I can only keep space in my head for certain info about you. Like when you get sick during the Super Bowl, I don't give a shit about your day to day.
I was actually very impressive that you remembered that.
I'm pretty good usually with movie quotes and stuff, like song lyrics, movie quotes. It's like real life shit that, you know, trips me up. Like, what's your social security number? I don't know.
And that was the last time I was sick, actually. So it was like a solid 4 years ago.
It's kind of funny. As I've gotten older, I don't get sick a whole lot. When I do get sick, you know, it's like for 3 or 4 day stretches. But I always think I'm like, oh, I'm special. I'm just 20. Like, I'm in my 20s. Like, I think that a lot of people in their 20s don't get super sick, you know?
Right. Our immune systems are fucking awesome. But back to Tom Brady, he put Bitcoin laser eyes on himself on Twitter, and there is speculation that he's buying a bunch of Bitcoin.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes did something similar.
Did he? What'd he do?
Not like the meme similar, but he's been tweeting about crypto the last like week or two.
Really?
Yeah. I get Mahomes tweets all the time. Like, I am not like, I don't have a bell clicked or anything, but every time Mahomes tweets for some fucking reason, it's like Patrick Mahomes is tweeting today.
That's because Twitter knows. Twitter knows
that
you have a hard on for Patrick Mahomes. And
he's good at football.
Yeah. And even if you don't follow him, they're going to show you every single tweet.
Well, I do follow him, but like, I feel like you have to have bells and stuff. Like, it's like YouTube, right? Where you click the bell for notifications on when they post.
Right.
Because, like, I don't mind seeing Mahomes shit as I scroll through. I don't want a fucking notification every single time Patrick Mahomes tweets. But whatever.
Speaking of, this is actually a fucking sick-ass NFT. Holy shit, this is fucking sick. But this is not what I want to say, because you got me on Twitter now. But yeah, so Tom Brady's buying up a bunch of Bitcoin. apparently Patrick Mahomes is buying up a bunch of crypto. And Elon Musk.
Yeah, I saw this.
Came out after being on SNL, after pumping.
After he fucking tanked Doge.
After he pumped and then dumped Dogecoin. Came out and said, well, he didn't say it. It was more Tesla, his company, saying that they will not accept Bitcoin anymore for payments on their cars because of blah, blah, blah.
Because it's bad for the environment.
Environmental concerns, blah, 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 which is hilarious because most, and this has already been a proven fact, that most farmers that farm the Bitcoin, which everyone cries.
The Bitcoin.
Is so, so bad for the environment because it uses a shit ton of electricity and blah, blah, blah. They use like 90% renewable energy. Like this has already been like tracked and statistically proven that like 90% of crypto farms, whether it's Bitcoin or anything else, 90% is renewable energy. And I'm tired of pretending like farming crypto is the worst thing in the environment because it uses a bunch of electricity. You know what also uses a bunch of electricity? TVs, internets. You know what? I had to charge my fucking laptop just to record this podcast. And you know who else is?
Is it plugged in right now?
No, not right now. But you know who else is charging their laptop? A million other people. A billion other
people. My PC's plugged in right now.
Yeah, a billion other people on Earth are plugging in their laptops. Why don't we just all get rid of laptops? How about that, huh?
Have you seen Joker?
Yes, I have. It's been a while.
What you just said there reminded me of like when he's on the talk show at the end. He's like, and I'm tired of pretending it's not.
It's funny, and I'm tired to pretend. That is it's a good movie, but it's not a movie I'd watch again.
Yeah, I saw it in theater. When I saw it in theaters, me and a past girlfriend went and saw it, and when we were like, she really liked it, but as I left, I was like, I thought it was interesting. I wanted more Joker. I wanted less like Gotham, more Joker, but I don't, maybe that was just me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's just one of those movies, and The Revenant's another one. There's some of these movies that are really good, and I'm glad I watched them, but I could never see myself being in the mood of watching it again.
Did you watch any movies lately, just while we're on the topic? Because we'll always go there.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Okay. I watched The Help, which I have never seen.
Oh, it eats the shit pie.
Yeah, and it was actually a very good movie. That's, I mean, like, I didn't think it wouldn't be. I mean, it's a critically acclaimed movie. I liked it a lot. And then I also watched I watched another movie. God damn it, I lost it.
Another Round.
No, I have seen Another Round. I liked Another Round. And actually, that won Best Foreign Film this year, didn't it?
I think so, yes. It definitely was nominated, and I believe it won. I haven't watched any. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. We did just watch a movie. It just wasn't the first time that I've seen it. It was the second time I've seen it. But I don't think we've talked about this movie on the podcast yet. Palm Springs.
Oh, I love Palm Springs.
That's a great movie with Andy Samberg.
It's not an original concept, but he is just a great actor.
It's not an original concept because it's like Groundhog's Day where he's keep reliving the same day over and over. But I will say that
J.K. Simmons is great.
J.K. Simmons, not quite my tempo. Not quite my tempo.
Like hurls a chair at his head.
No, J.K. Simmons is great. The girl from How I Met Your Mother is great. Andy Samberg is great. And what I was going to say was it's not a total ripoff of Groundhog's Day. There's still more.
No.
There's like more originality to it. So it's not just like, oh, we get it. He lives the same day over and over and that's it. It's more of like a adult. I mean, Groundhog's Day is.
Don't get me wrong. When I say it's not an original concept, that's not a knock on it. It's just, there's a lot of movies that come out year to year. I mean, if you can be original in your acting, I mean, like, that's good enough for me, as you know what I mean? As long as it's not like the exact same shit.
Right.
The other movie that I watched was The Theory of Everything, the one about Stephen Hawking.
It's a good movie. And I'm pretty sure
it was a good movie.
The guy who plays Stephen Hawking won Best Actor for that role.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but I would say he probably deserves it. I liked him a lot.
No, he did. I'm positive.
And actually, I just finished I've been listening to the audio, like an audible telling of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. It's like an audio book, and it's been really good. It's my second time listening to it, so I'm looking for something new to listen to, and I actually just downloaded Stephen Hawking's book because of that movie.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
One best actor in a leading role. He's also in that fucking Harry Potter spinoff. Curious Creatures and Where to Find Them.
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to
Find Them. Curious Georges and Where to Find Them.
No, Curious Creatures. There's a store. There's an exotic pet store in Chicago right down the block from us, and it's called Creative Creatures.
You ever thought about bringing something back for Tom? Like, here's a friend. It's an alligator.
Here's a fucking tree frog from
Burmese
the Amazon.
Python.
From the Amazon. Don't touch it.
Just look at it. If you touch it, I swear to God.
If you lick its skin, you will die.
And I will be sad, and then I will have to return it. Do you think? Okay, so, well, again, I know you haven't watched Ad Astra. That's okay. Have you seen
the new TV show? You haven't sent me the Top Shot.
I can't send you Top Shot. Okay.
You could if you.
All right. Have you seen the superhero show on Amazon that's not The Boys? It's the animated one called Invincible.
I have not, but you have suggested the show to me.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for like a relax show tomorrow, like if you're just chilling, kind of waiting for your race, I would recommend the first episode. Just watch it and then tell me like that I'm not. Tell me that I'm the best recommender of all things media.
Okay. What's it called again?
Invincible. J.K. Simmons actually is the lead voice actor.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Stephen Yen is the other one.
Is that Glenn?
That's Glenn.
I love Glenn, dude.
I just sold you.
Yeah, I love Glenn. Speaking of Glenn, we're on the 9th season of The Walking Dead. And so there's only 10. And it's the last one on Netflix. So I'm going to have to get creative on how I'm going to watch the last season.
Get creative. Nothing illegal, just figure.
Nothing illegal. Oh, no. Nothing illegal. We do everything by the book here. But I will have to find a way to legally watch the 10th season.
What do you think so far? Are you still digging it?
I fucking love it. The 9th season kind of sucks, but I'm so invested.
It does.
I'm so invested that like it doesn't matter anymore.
You're going to ride it out. That's exactly how I felt too. Like when people would say, oh, you're still watching? I heard it gets bad. I'm like, I've watched 8 fucking seasons of this. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Just stop? It's like Game of Thrones. Like even though it was horrible, can you imagine if we just stopped watching?
No, it's worse than – that's worse.
Because then you can't have an opinion.
Right.
It's like not voting. It's
I will say that it's a gradual drop off. So like the first season is amazing. The first season of The Walking Dead is one of the best seasons of television ever. And I truly mean that. And even like The Prison it's a good season. And The Farm, good season. And like each chapter, each season.
The Farm is good because of character development, but they're on that farm for too long. That's to me that first dip point. It's still really good and I like it. But after like they're on that farm for a very long time.
They are on the farm for a very long time. And it is a very much like character development driven season. But I keep like Negan shows up and it's peak.
Yeah.
I fucking love Negan. Negan's the best character to ever grace the show. I'm so glad he's still alive, even though Rick slit his throat. Spoiler, but not spoiler because
it's been years.
And they're keeping him captive right now in Alexandria.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. I love him. I'm so glad he's still alive.
He's a great character.
He's my rock. Yes, he's my rock.
He's my rock.
But there is, I will say, I think this is the biggest decline that I've seen in the seasons is from 8 to 9. 9.
Yeah.
9 was bad. Like 9, like they hang Gregory. And I was like, this is bad. This is really bad. Like Gregory has been a snake this entire, like 3 seasons of just snaking himself, but being a huge pussy. And then you're saying when everything, it dies down and there's no longer like Negan or the saviors to worry about, he tries to kill Maggie in the first episode of season. Like it's totally out of character for him. And then Maggie hangs him.
Right, which I also think is out of character. But I mean, like, at the same time, they did something so drastic. Like, they weren't just going to let him out into the world. Like, that's...
But, like, why keep him around if you were just going to, like, destroy his character? Like, the character, the Gregory that they've led up to and developed in the past three seasons before season 9 would never do what he did. He's a snake. He's calculative. Like, he's not someone that would just... What, get jealous that Maggie's getting all the attention right. and then try to kill her?
That's especially when he's safe.
Yes.
Like when he's already safe. It'd be different if like he was being threatened. He's like, okay, I have to kill Maggie. And you'd be like, okay, I still don't like it, but like, I guess I understand. But like, there's no threat at that point in time to him.
Makes no
aside
sense. Aside
from his ego, which is like all bruised ego stuff. So like, two things before we move on from Walking Dead. The best scene in the farm season is obviously when Shane kills Otis. it's so good because that you're like, no, but you're also like, I mean, I'm glad he lived.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is a good
it's like a turning scene. Point as you're watching the show. Cause you're like, I want everyone to live. You're like, but I really want Shane to live.
Shane. That's when you're like, oh shit. Like Shane's kind of a bad guy now,
but he's a badass,
for sure.
And then the other thing is, Negan is so far and away the best character, but to me, the second best character, if you're not going to do like Rick or like, you know, like an easy choice, I really like Negan's right-hand man, the dude with like the dirty mustache and the balding. What's his name? Oscar? Starts with an...
Shit. Well, he's dead.
He is dead now, but I mean, like, he was one of my favorite characters in the show.
Oh, fuck. What was his name? His name was Steven.
No. Was it?
No, it wasn't fucking Steven. Damn it, dude. I can't look it up because it might
be Simon.
Simon. I see. I was close. I'd start with an S.
Yeah.
Steven, Simon, two syllables.
His actor's name is Steven Ogg.
Yeah, he's from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he's great. All right. So you want to talk about sports at all? Is there anything going on in the sports world? The Knicks made the playoffs.
Did they?
They did. They clinched the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I lost in Knicks. Fantasy basketball, which means that I'm no longer paying attention to any sort of basketball whatsoever. Until the playoffs haven't started yet, have they?
No, the play-in tournament will be the next thing, but dude, they're creating some narratives. The Golden State Warriors, they beat the number one and number two seed in the West back-to-back the last couple nights. Like, they could be a threat in the fucking play-in tournament. I don't think that the Warriors could win at all, but, like, damn. I think Steph is great. I think Steph is underrated. He's always underrated. He is the greatest shooter probably of all time, right?
Yeah, he is. Like, but he's changed the game. Steph Curry has changed the game of basketball, and not everyone can say that he is. I think a top. This might be a hot take. I think he's a top five player of all time.
Of all time, ooh, that's so interesting. See, that's. You're gonna look Jordan, right?
Yes. Look. Okay. I don't want
to. I know.
Jordan, LeBron. Let's just say they're one.
And no, two. No, no. We could just agree that those two are both. They're both top five, right?
Yes.
And then you got. Kareem, are you gonna put Bill Russell up there?
No,
Kareem.
Bill Russell has the most rings. He's not even in the top 10. Bill Russell. Okay,
so you're just talking strict talent.
Yeah, I'm talking strict talent.
No, but I mean that's important.
Bill Russell was on really good teams, and he has like 11 rings or something. And he's a very, very good player. And he was a winner, right? He's the most winning player of all time in the NBA. He was not the best, and nor should he be in the top 10. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a top five. Kobe could be top five. Magic could be top five. This is when it gets really tough. This is when it gets really tough. No, I'd say Larry Bird's top 10.
You wouldn't put Bird top five?
No, I'd say I'd put Larry Bird top 10. But listen to
this. And then Joel Embiid.
And Zion Williamson.
All right, so go ahead. Listen to what?
Steph has won three championships. He's won MVP twice. He's a 7-time All-Star. Okay, he's not top five. He's top 10. I'm going to put Steph in top 10.
I mean, top five is a really... I mean, like, I'm not going to discount it. I mean, his career's not over either. But I mean, like, You're right. There is something with changing the game. Russ hit his fourth season straight of like averaging a triple double. He now has the most triple doubles in all.
I know. Do you remember when we had Matlack on our show, who's a B3T sports blogger, and he ranked all top 40 of the current NBA players?
Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook was nowhere on that list. Nowhere.
I mean, he started the year really. I mean, like, if you think about a basketball player, like in general, like if you're talking, I want the best all-around basketball player, like you're never going to pick Russ. But Russ is probably a top three athlete in the NBA without a doubt.
100%.
You know, he might even be the most athletic player in the NBA, right?
He's a freak athlete. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like, and I'm trying to think, I don't know who I'd put over him off the top of my head. I mean, if Zion loses like 20 pounds, Zion could be a freak athlete just because of his size and speed. You know, from like, the momentum he gets. But like LeBron is also, and Anthony Davis, they're both just free. Like Giannis is a crazy athlete.
I'm keeping Steph in the top five. I have my top five. So I would have, and in no particular order because there's no point, I would have Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Magic, Steph Curry. Those are my top five.
I know. When you hear like over
Kobe, it feels so wrong to say out loud.
Also, because like,
and Kobe's dead.
That's true. Well, okay, like, but here's another.
It feels disrespectful to say, but
well, there's another aspect to this that's like you talk about Steph, and you're like, Steph is in my top five, and people are like, he's still playing though. But yeah, you put LeBron in the top five with no question, right? Like, I mean, yeah, I know he's still playing, but LeBron, when he's done, he is going to be a top five all time.
Has to be.
So like that, I also think speaks volumes just about how well he also did so much for the game. Oh man,
Magic. See, the thing with Magic is I want to put Kobe over Magic, but Magic was a freak, dude. Magic was such a freak.
Great passer.
Let's just put Curry in the top six. How about that? All right. What's wrong with top?
Yeah, that
six?
Sounds good. Top What's six, wrong? Nothing. Ain't nothing wrong.
Look, top.
Ain't nothing wrong with silver.
Dude, I was listening. Oh my
you
god!
First, you're last.
So obviously, driving from Chicago to PCB, Florida.
How long is that drive, by the way? Like 16, 14 hours, something like that.
It's not that. No, it's actually around.
Oh really?
It's like 13 to 14 hours. So not terrible.
Really? I mean, like, from Iowa here to Colorado, it's like 12. So I thought it was definitely longer than that.
It's
like,
not,
for sure longer.
It's not terrible. 13 hours. And we split it up, and we stayed with my sister in Atlanta last night.
Cool.
Because we didn't have anywhere to stay in PCB until today. So stayed with her last night, and that was like 11 hours. And then from Atlanta to PCB is 5. So it's with the stop, it's 16 hours as opposed to 13 to 14 hours. But anyway, what was I going to say? We were listening. I mean, we've been listening to music. We've been listening to podcasts. But we also, towards the end of the night last night, as we were getting into Atlanta, we were listening to stand-up comedy. And fucking Jerry Seinfeld had a bit. And I was listening to some Jerry Seinfeld stand-up where he was saying that getting silver in the Olympics, see, we've reached full circle. You said,
I'm in it.
You said nothing wrong with silver. And that reminded me of Jerry Seinfeld stand-up where he makes a bit that getting silver is worse than getting last place.
But
when he first says it, you're like, no, it's not, dude. Silver is obviously second place. It's the second best way that you can finish. And then he goes into this whole thing about, well, bronze, third, you at least know that you weren't close, right? Like that's two whole places. You were never going to get first. So, but you at least get a consolation prize. You get a medal. You get the bronze medal. And it says, hey, like, I'm not the best. I never will be the best, but I'm top three, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. I placed. But silver is so demoralizing because if you became...
What if I had to just give it a little bit more?
Exactly. If you got silver, you are so close to first that, at least for some of these races that especially are like,
you know what,
milliseconds long, like a 100-yard dash or something like that where it's super quick, it's like... Oh, I was so close. I've trained all my life and I I couldn't get first, and I'll probably maybe never get another chance to be this close to first again.
Yeah, my guess is that statistically speaking, more silver medal athletes blow their brains out.
Oh man! So, I mean, you waited till I had a big mouth full of LaCroix.
Full of our sponsor.
Full of our sponsor.
That sounds. I don't like that. Jerry Seinfeld actually has a documentary where he goes around and tours, and the whole point of the documentary is he wants to write brand new material. And
comedians in cars getting coffee?
No, that's just a TV show. Although I've seen episodes of that, and if I like the guest, that's pretty funny. I've enjoyed that. I think Jerry Seinfeld is funny. Very funny.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I really like Jerry Seinfeld. I think he's funny. His voice cracks me up every time. I will watch a B movie when. Wow, what's wrong with?
You're killing me, Jay. You're stabbing me.
Hey, what's wrong with airline food anyway, huh? What's wrong? Why can't they get? Can't they spring up more than just pretzels? Come on. But I will watch a B movie whenever it's on TV. Every single time. We're making honey here. What am I supposed to do?
Let me hold on.
I don't know if this is translating into the podcast, but those were really good Seinfeld impressions. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, if you were with me in person, it probably doesn't translate through the mic. But those were actually really good Seinfeld impressions.
It's funny. There is a guy on Twitter, or not on Twitter, on TikTok, who does... He does impressions of Jerry Seinfeld in crazy situations. Like, he's like, this is Jerry Seinfeld if he was being stabbed to death by Jay Leno. And it's like really, really funny. That's, I mean, like, I know that we haven't played Go Fuck Yourself today, but I don't know if I want to.
Really? You don't want to play Go Fuck Yourself? I have a player.
How about this? No. I'll try to find somebody.
Wait, what were you going to say?
So how about you go, and then we're done.
Hey, you know what? That's fine. You just got your second COVID shot. You did your job as a citizen. You're fully vaccinated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I will let you off.
It's like not even a reward, because if I get this wrong, I still have to go fuck myself. So like,
Don't worry. I don't think this is a meatball one, okay? This is a meatball one. You're not going to get this wrong. You're not going to have to go fuck yourself.
Okay. I'm believing in you. I'm putting a lot of trust in you.
Okay. This player, NFL player, was drafted in 1998 in the first round, 21st pick overall.
Okay.
He... 1998. He played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams total in his
career. He's retired, I'm assuming, right?
He is retired. He retired in 2012. Okay. And he played for 5 teams in his career. He was the offensive rookie of the year. He was a 6-time Pro Bowl. He was a 5-time NFL receiving touchdowns leader. He
is it Megatron?
It is not. He has 2 NFL records: 23 receiving touchdowns in a season, 17 receiving touchdowns in a rookie season, and he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
What the fuck? Played for 5 teams?
He played for 5 teams.
And he's a Hall of Famer?
Is he
a controversial Hall of Famer?
He is not a controversial Hall of Famer. I will say, and this will probably give it away, he played in 2 Super Bowls, but never won.
Played in 2 Super Bowls.
Played in 2 Super Bowls. See, here's the thing. Even if you get this wrong, you can just blame it on the COVID brain.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking, contemplating, like, how hard do I have to use my brain right now?
You could just blame it. You could
5
just...
teams. What team drafted him?
The Minnesota Vikings in 1998. Yep. There you go.
that was one of those, like, I've already guessed Megatron, and I did not want to guess wrong, and I was, like, 90% sure it was Randy Moss, but I'm like, I don't want to guess wrong twice.
Yep. Drafted in 1998 by the Minnesota Vikings.
And he played
Vikings.
For five fucking teams. Yeah, Minnesota, the Raiders, right? He also played for the Patriots.
Correct.
Who else did he fucking play for?
Okay, so get this. Played for the Vikings from 1998 to 2004, then played for the Raiders from 2005 to 2006. Played for the Patriots from 2007 to 2010.
And he was a baller for the fucking Pats.
He was a baller, and he went to a Super Bowl but lost with the Patriots. Then he played for the Minnesota Vikings again in 2010 for a short period. Then went to the Tennessee Titans.
Gross.
In 2010. And then played for the San Francisco 49ers in 2012, where he went to the Super Bowl for a second time and lost to the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, 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 yes. That all tracks.
So, but he was a comeback. He was a comeback player. It says Moss was.
What were his stats that year in 2012?
In 2012, they were they weren't great. They were 28 receptions, 434 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
How many games did he play?
He played 16 games, but only started only started 2.
How on earth did he win comeback player? Was that the year before?
That is a great question.
Yeah, I don't think that could be a thing.
Wait, how did he? No, NFL comeback player of the year was in 2007.
Oh, okay, for the Patriots.
Yes. So
okay, I was like, how is that a thing?
That he did have a great year. He got a career high and an NFL record 23 receiving touchdowns in a season.
That's insane.
98 receptions, 1,400 yards.
Damn, that's so good. Randy Moss was a freak.
He was a freak. I'm trying to look. He played for 3 teams in 2010: Patriots, the Vikings, and then the Titans. And then he was. He was, I guess, claimed off waivers. Yeah, became a free agent, then didn't play again until 2012 for the... See, it's funny because these great players, right, that we have in our heads, like Randy Moss and like Brett Favre, and we're like, they're already in the Hall of Fame. Their legacy is already cemented, and we're like, damn, they were one of the best players to ever play the game, and they kind of fizzled out. They kind of didn't have they didn't have a great ending. Like Randy Moss was
The exception might be what is Megatron's final season stat line? Because he retired early.
Well, see, that's the thing is that Calvin Johnson retired when he retired at the top, right? There are certain players that retired at the top. So Calvin Johnson's last season was a really good one. He had 9 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, 88 receptions.
You know, that's one of those things where, everyone's going to say, Megatron, you're one of the best, but you have to wonder what he had left in the tank, what would have been like. And maybe that was his intention. I mean, I know Trevor Lawrence came out and said a couple weeks ago before the draft, he's like, I don't need football to be happy. And I get that. I mean, it is your job when you get to this level. And if you don't want to do it anymore and you've made millions, go ahead, cash out. Like that's all you, man. But Tom Brady's never doing that. Like if Tom Brady could play, he's playing, you know, and we're gonna know at the end of his career, like he squeezed every ounce out of it that he could.
Yeah, he left it all out on the field.
Yeah, like his spine is still out there. They actually the legend has it.
They had to bury him.
It's like the face mask is full of dirt and his spine went through his fucking neck.
Oh my god. Okay. I'll let you get some rest. Yep, grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino Summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get than
every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers because baths are for babies.